What's up, Smile Squad? It's your Audible Boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and you're on my station, Professionally Silly, which is recorded with Anchor app. So happy frickin' 4th of July, America. We have survived yet another year, even with Trump in office. Yes. Well, today we're not going to talk about that or the 4th, because I'm sure that you've heard about the 4th of July, you know, maybe in school or social medias, what have you. So if you want to know more about the 4th, Google it. We won't be doing that here. Moving on. Today we're going to talk about good things. And let me explain what I mean by that. All over the news, all over social media, all over our television screens, and even in our daily conversations, we're usually talking about negative events or negative topics. And today, I want to share a few stories with you that are not negative and even inspirational. But first, I want to talk about what else the 4th of July is known for. Stay tuned. Yes, today is the 4th of July, but we're all aware of that. I want to tell you what else today is nationally known as. According to nationaldaycalendar.com, today is also National Barbecue Spare Rib Day and National Caesar Salad Day. What a joyously delicious day, if you ask me. Not only do we get to celebrate the day our country gained independence from Great Britain, but yay, ribs! Also, why isn't there a ribs emoji? I don't know. There's something to think about. So get your charcoals ready as we observe National Barbecued Spare Ribs Day across the nation annually on July 4th. It is no secret that by most popular way of making your food is by grill. July 4th will have its fair share of backyards and patios and beaches and all that ready for some old-fashioned outdoor grilling. So break out the ribs, bitches, because we eating good today. Well, some of y'all, I wasn't invited nowhere, but that's another story. These inexpensive cuts of pork or beef ribs can be seasoned with spice rubs or even with sauces and a slow cooked over low heat on the grill, or maybe even an oven if you're one of those weirdos. but make sure you go ahead and share your favorite barbecue recipe on National Day Recipes page on the nationaldaycalendar.com. Make sure you check that out. And share your best barbecued spare ribs on social media using hashtag barbecued spare ribs day. Yum. I did not forget about you salad eaters out there. Happy National Caesar Salad Day, a delicious food holiday, which is celebrated on July 4th of each year. Now, a classic Caesar salad dressing includes a few ingredients that some people might find a bit squeamish, but the flavor is undeniably frickin' fantastic. Now, with anchovies and eggs as the main ingredients, we've got Parmesan, Dijon mustard, and lemon juice to brighten it all up, and a dash of salt to bring it all together. Now, we've got, I don't know why I said it like that, bring it all together. Chef Caesar Cardini, and I certainly hope that I said his name correctly, developed a salad that has stood the test of time. It's topped on a bed of romaine lettuce with croutons and more freshly grated Parmesan on the top. Now, the Caesar salad is on nearly 50% of the restaurant menus across the country. When you think about it, this guy, he had to have been a millionaire at some point. I mean, he's the dude who invented Caesar salad. Caesar salad is all over the world, not just the country. I got excited. Even Caesar salad makes my mouth water. This day is important to the history of Caesar salad because it was on this holiday weekend in 1924 that Caesar Cardini created the Caesar salad for his elite Hollywood crew in Tijuana, Mexico at his restaurant for the Independence Day weekend. Now, as part of the service, he made a large display of mixing the salad before his guest in the middle of the dining room, tossing the ingredients in dramatically. As a result, a tradition was born which continues in many restaurants today. Now, Cardini's original Caesar salad did not contain anchovies. The dressing called for Worcestershire sauce was actually used, which is actually derived from anchovies. Now, I did not know that. I like Worcestershire sauce. I sometimes like to marinate my steak in those. Nice. Now, to celebrate make a Caesar salad today. You know, you can go out and order one, even post on your social media using the hashtag National Caesar Salad Day. It's up to you. You don't have to. I might. We'll see. God, I want some ribs and salad like right now inside of me. I guess I've got ribs inside of me, but I want to eat the pork ones. Pork. Remember when I told you that I had some positive topics that I wanted to discuss with you? Something that the news sometimes skip over, because let's be honest, the news, you know what sells? Negativity, sex, politics, religion, fighting, all that shit. That's what sells. But today I want to tell you about two things, two events that happened that are positively inspirational. And the first one is about a text message that a young woman sent to a stranger by accident that ended up saving that stranger's child's life. A teenage girl named Sid was out shopping for her prom dress, and as many teenagers do, she wanted her friend's opinion. Now, she took a picture of the dress from different angles while she was in it and sent those photos to who she thought was her friend. However, the text was accidentally sent to a man named Tony in Tennessee. Now, I'm sure many of you have sent text messages to the wrong people. I know I have. A lot of them have been extremely embarrassing. But most people, when they receive a text message that was intended for someone else, they usually just go ahead and ignore it and don't respond. But Tony, he decided to respond, and he said, "I believe this message was intended for someone else. My wife isn't at home at the moment, so I couldn't get her opinion. But the kids and I think you look stunning in your dress. You should definitely go with that one." Tony, a father of six, attached a photo of five of his children, giving Sid a thumbs up, showing that they liked her dress. Now, this moved the young lady so much that she shared what happened with her friend, and her friend posted photos on social media. Now, she screenshot the text messages, and before you knew it, they were viral. Now, once the internet got a hold of this beautiful story, an internal investigation, began. People searched for Tony's social media and came across his Twitter account. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Tony is a father of six. However, the photo he sent only contained five of his children. Now, we also found out later on that his wife wasn't there with them when he responded to Sid's text message, because his wife was at the hospital with their sixth child, who was undergoing chemotherapy at the time. When the Twitter world discovered that Tony had a GoFundMe page for his son's medical treatment, many people decided to take it upon themselves and donate their money to the family. Now, their goal was only $10,000, and they went over it by about $40,000. You will never guess what Tony decided to do then. He then decided that he would help someone else the way that he was helped. He updated the page with the story of another child like his own who also needed help with his medical bills. Fighting cancer is quite costly, and many can't afford. Tony decided to pass along these positive vibes to another family. The young man's name is Finn. He also has cancer, but his survival was dependent upon surgery and radiation, both very expensive. So Tony decided to start collecting donations for Finn so that he could be helped the way his son was helped. I don't know about you guys, but I freaking love this Tony guy. And man, his kids are going to grow up to be awesome people. And I'm sure when Sid accidentally sent that photo to Tony of her in her prom dress, I bet she had no idea that she would end up saving the lives of two children and bring happiness to two families. That's freaking awesome. I just had to share that with you all. In other amazing positive news, I gotta say, it's not very often that you hear good news when talking about the police, let's be honest, but every now and then they can surprise us. A 13-year-old boy named Cameron from South Carolina called 911, and Officer Gaetano Hacera, and I apologize if I said his name wrong, he responded, and when he pulled up, he saw Cameron sitting on the stairs of his front porch in front of his house, and it appeared he'd been crying. So the officer sat down next to him, and Cameron told the officer that he wanted to run away from home. Now, dealing with the job, you know, of a cop, it's assumed that many officers would have assumed that the young boy had been abused. But when the officer asked him why he wanted to run away, the child responded, saying that he got yelled at for playing his brother's video games. And let's be honest, most officers would have left the young boy there or even scolded him for dialing 911 for something that was not an emergency. But this particular officer decided to speak to the young man and take his problem seriously. Cameron and Officer Acera went inside the house so they could speak further. And when the officer saw Cameron's room, his heart broke. When the officer went into the child's room, all he saw were a few trash bags filled with Cameron's belongings. He had no bed, no other furniture, and no toys. The officer asked him why he didn't have anything in his room. Cameron told him that his family had just recently moved from Texas to South Carolina so that his mother could take care of a sick relative. Now, because they had to move so quickly, they had to sell everything they owned in order to move. So his mother had to quit her job, and she had not found a new one yet, so they couldn't purchase everything that was needed. After being there several weeks without income, the family had to live off the money they got from selling all of their belongings. That was how they were able to keep a roof over their heads and food on the table. The whole family was struggling. Now, after leaving the boy's house, Officer Acera decided to take it upon himself to help the young boy and the young boy's brother. The officer helped the young man get a bed, a desk, a television, and a Wii gaming system. He also brought Cameron's brother a bed and a desk, and even got the boys an air hockey table to play with together. When Cameron and his mother came home and they saw what the officer had done, they both came to tears, feeling extremely grateful and thankful that there are good cops out there who care about their community and the people living in them. Officer Gaetano Hacera, and I apologize if I said his name incorrectly again, said that he did not do this for recognition. He was just trying to do anything he could to help a family in need. Now, this is fucking beautiful to me. And when I heard about it, I gotta be honest with you, my eyes legitimately just filled up with tears. And I didn't mention this before, but the young man that the cop was actually helping out was an African American boy. And I'll be honest, we are not used to police officers actually wanting to help anyone in the Black community. So this story definitely touched me, and I certainly hope that it touched you. You know, today I want to shout out these two amazing human beings out in this world right now. Tony, the father of six, and Officer Acera. And we need more people like these guys, you know, to set examples for the children in the world. You know, we need that. And let's be honest, you know, this last few years, our country has been declining into an apocalypse of bullshit. And the fact that there are people out there that have good hearts, good souls, and good meaning are still out there, it makes me feel warm. And it definitely repairs my belief and my hope in humanity. And I want to say to all of you listening, I want you to do something. I want you to do something kind for someone else today. I don't care if you're pulling out a chair for someone or holding a door for someone, or maybe you're in a drive-thru and you pay for the meal behind you. Do something to bring a smile to someone else's face today, and if possible, every day. You know, we don't have to live in a world where everything reported in the news is horrible. Let's do our parts to give these news outlets something positive to report. I just just want to thank everybody for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform you chose, because your Audible Boo Thang is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, CastBox, Pocket Podcast, Overcast, and Podbeam. Whew. I said that all in one breath. and if you're already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so much for coming in and joining us. And if you haven't already, go ahead and tap that subscribe or favorite button so that you can be notified whenever I upload my weekly episodes. And if you enjoy my podcast and you want to experience my professional silliness on another platform, you can follow me on my other social medias. Yeah, I got Snapchat, I got Instagram, I got Twitter, I got Periscope. I be going live on videos. What? You can visually see your boo thing. Doesn't that sound great? And I have clickable links in the description box of all of my videos on my YouTube channel, which is also called Professionally Silly. So I'm easy to find. Yeah, it was a cow. Get over it. Once again, it's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And also, please feel free to leave a review on my podcast, and don't be afraid to call in and share your opinions about the topics we discuss, or perhaps you have topic ideas, or maybe you need some advice, or perhaps you just want to tell me how much you love me. And to be honest with you, I'm kind of hoping it's that last one. Either way, you can call me because now I have a Google Voice number for all of those who don't have the Anchor app just yet. So you can give me a call at number 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere.